Odysseus set off along the forest path from the bay towards the spot that Athena had indicated to him. But he never reached it. He disappeared. The terror with which the nocturnal visitor whispered those final two words set the tips of his waxed moustache quivering. The lamplight glinted brightly on a shoulder strap adorned with an imperial monogram. Absurd, thought Eras Petrovich Van Doren. A wild fantasy. Here I am, sitting in my hotel room, reading The Cherry Orchard, trying yet again to understand why the author called this unbearably sad play a comedy, and suddenly a madman in a general's uniform bursts in and starts spouting gibberish. About Odysseus, about Athena, about some manlicker with an optical sight. And over again he keeps repeating, "You are the only one who can save the honour of an old soldier." He has tears in his bulging eyes. It's as if a character out of some early Chekhov play has suddenly come to life. A character straight from the time when Anton Pavlovich Chekhov was young and healthy and he wrote vaudeville sketches. Why are you telling me all this? Who do you actually think I am? Van Doren asked, stammering more than usual in his annoyance.
What do you mean? You are Eras Petrovich Van Doren, are you not? Have I got the wrong room?
The uninvited visitor exclaimed, suddenly panicked. He had actually introduced himself, this crank, but Van Doren would have recognized him in any case. A well-known character. The satirical cartoonists of the capital depicted the protruding moustache, monumental nose, and sparse grey beard in a most lifelike fashion. General Lombadze in person. The governor of Yalta, where the imperial family spent 2 or 3 months of the year, thereby granting this small Crimean town special status, and its administrator exceptional rights and powers. The petty willfulness and humbly devoted zeal of Yalta's governor had long been proverbial. The leftist newspapers had dubbed the general the court pug dog, and joked that in the morning he brought His Majesty's slippers to him in his teeth. Yes, I am Van Doren, but what of it?
Aha! I get reports on everyone who arrives here, Lombadze exclaimed, raising one finger triumphantly. You are a famous detective. You have arrived from Moscow. I do not know what investigation has brought you to my town, but you must set all your business aside immediately.
I wouldn't dream of it. I am a member of the Commission on Chekhov's Legacy, and have come to Yalta at the invitation of the deceased writer's sister. In a month's time, it will be 10 years since Anton Pavlovich's death, and I am involved in the preparations for the commemoration. This was the simple truth. Eras Petrovich had been invited to join the highly respected commission following a small investigation, during the course of which he had helped to find a missing manuscript belonging to the writer. The general snorted angrily.
Listen, I'm not interested in who you're working for at the moment. This is a matter of colossal importance. The sovereign's life is in danger. There are only 2 hours left until dawn, I told you. Odysseus didn't show up at the appointed place. Now he's on the loose, somewhere around the Livadia Palace, and he's carrying a manlicker with an optical sight. This is a catastrophe!